What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. This is Tim. This is The Positive Truth, where we're continuing our inspirational stories. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing amazing, sir. How are you?
Doing wonderful. It is Black History Month, so we're doing Black inspirational stories for the month of February.
Tú sabes.
We're starting with who?
Jesse Owens.
Who I don't know much about, so this will be fun. Of course, Tim picked a runner, so Tim's going to tell me his inspirational person.
Facts. Of course I picked a runner, man. So the reason why I picked Jesse Owens, I guess I can start here. Slow down, Tim. No.
Before we get into it, Tim's running fast into it.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited about Jesse Owens. But yeah, we got some stuff to talk about.
Make sure to like, share, subscribe. Listen to our audio episodes as well, Wednesday and Fridays, where we talk about positive news stories. 6 of them, to be exact, each Wednesday and Friday. We also have social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And we have an email, Gmail. You can tell us about positive news stories. You can follow us and all our positive news stories we post on our Facebook page and our videos. But yeah, Tim, keep running. My bad for
starting
you.
You were golden, man. I false started. I definitely did. You know, if you false start now, man, you get disqualified. It's terrible. But the reason why I chose Jesse Owens, so when I fell in love with the sport of track and field, I remember it was like fifth grade or so. Olympics were going on. It was like maybe the Sydney Olympics 2000. Maurice Greene was running in it, one of my favorite track athletes of all time. And after he got interviewed, I believe he like won too. He interviewed and they asked him who his favorite athlete was. And he said, Jesse Owens. Me, being, 10, 11 years old, no clue who Jesse Owens is. All I knew at the time was when they talked about him a little bit, he held a world record for about 25 years in the long jump. He was the first African-American to win 4 gold medals at an Olympic Games. So I'm like, that's pretty impressive. One of my favorite athletes of all time. Didn't know anything else, right? Years go on. It's 2019. Here we are today, right? So this is what we're talking about, Jesse Owens. For those that don't know, once again, he was an American track and field athlete. First American African-American to win 4 gold medals. And he did hold the long jump world record. It stood for 25 years before it was broke. Jesse Owens ran in the 1936 Berlin Games. Do you know where that was?
In Berlin.
Berlin. Say the rest.
Germany.
There we go.
Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
Okay. I was like, is this a trick question, Tim?
No, not at all. Not at all. So the 1936 Berlin Germany Games, Nazi Germany, Hitler. Right, we're talking about just
people that didn't like anyone that wasn't Anglo-Saxon.
Exactly. So
he was running for a country that wasn't too fond of black people as well.
Exactly. He actually sent out a memo to every country: do not bring any black or Jewish athletes. I do not want them competing in my games. This literally went bad for the U.S. Half of the track and field team African American. So, United States, they argue with it. At first, they cut all the African-American athletes. It didn't go well. They're back in it, right? Now, they still have 2 Jewish athletes that are still on the track and field team. United States does their own thing. Should be proud at this point. So what happens is they get there and racism takes over, of course. You have your German athletes who Hitler is in charge of, making sure African-American athletes got the worst treatment ever. They're down there getting talked to. They're not talked to disrespectfully. They're not allowed to practice at certain times with the rest of the athletes. It just wasn't fair treatment for an athlete representing their country. But that really didn't stop Jesse Owens, obviously. We know he won 4 gold medals. He won the 100-meter dash. After you win the 100-meter dash, you're supposed to go talk to the country's president. Hitler did not want to speak to any African-American people, so after he wins, he leaves. Doesn't even get to talk to Hitler, which I guess that's not too surprising, right? He wins the long jump, breaks the world record. He scratches 2 times before he breaks the world record. And then he actually got help from another countryman and said, hey, you know what? Just jump a foot behind the line so you won't scratch, because he scratched the first 2 attempts.
And he still broke the world record?
He jumps, makes it to the finals, goes to the finals and destroys the world record by like 6 inches. It's ridiculous. He wins a 200 later on. He's done. He was only signed up for 3 races. He qualified for those 3 events. Jesse Owens and the rest of the sprinters on the U.S. team got called into a meeting the day before the 4x1. All right, guys, this is what's going down. This is the Olympic coaches at the time. We are going to run the 4x1, but we're going to take two of our athletes out. Their names were Marty Glickman and Sam Stroller. You guys are going to get removed. We're going to add Jesse Owens, who won the 100-meter dash at that Olympic Games, and Ralph Metcalf, who placed second. Hey, we heard Germany has some sprinters that they're saving for the 4x1 so they could beat us, so we're going to have to replace you two Jewish athletes for you two African-American athletes. And Jesse Owens, being the man that he is, the reason why we're talking about him is really because of this part here. I thought it was amazing. Says, no, they deserve to be here. Yeah, let them run. They work too hard to get here. Puts up an argument, puts up a fight. People don't know about this story too much. And U.S. coach gets into his face. You're going to do what I say. Caused a ruckus with the seven sprinters that were there. They ended up making it final. Jesse Owens runs in the 4x1. They win the gold medal. What happened later was that Marty, one of the Jewish athletes that got removed from the team, breaks his heart. Obviously, they worked hard. They qualified for the Olympics, that team that was there. They worked for weeks on handoffs. Now, if you run a relay, you have to understand, running a relay, you have to pass this baton around the track going full speed. It takes a lot of practice.
Yes.
So when they win that 4x1, they won by 15 meters. It wasn't even close. 15 meters and 100-meter dash is a very long time. You're talking about a good 2 seconds there, right? So a second and a half to 2 seconds and 100 meters, that seems like forever. Marty was so upset about it that it didn't matter who was on that. It could have been a high school kid on that relay and we would have won. He understood what was going on though. Jesse Owens made sure to talk to him after the race, apologized to him. And every year he went to New York after that for the rest of his life to go see Marty, to spend time with his family, to talk about how great of an athlete he was and how good that he did, because he thought it wasn't fair that he wasn't going to be able to tell his grandchildren that he had a gold medal, that he worked hard for the Olympics. It was taken from him. Jesse Owens also, when he came back home, when you're an Olympic champion, you get invited to the White House. He was the star of the Olympics. He's considered, 20 years later, they considered him the greatest athlete of all time because of what he did. At the time, they didn't give him the credit because it was 1936. It was in Germany, and they wanted to sweep that under the rug. Even when he came home from those 1936 Olympics, President Roosevelt at the time didn't even invite him over to the White House. He was not invited. He ran, like you said before, we were talking about it. I asked JP, what did he know about Jesse Owens? And all he knew was some dope statistics. Sounds about right. You said that if he were to run in the shoes and equipment that Usain Bolt has now,
the blocks, the shoes, and the turf, he would be faster than Bolt by like 0.3 seconds.
And if you guys don't know who Usain Bolt is, please YouTube him now. He's a world record holder in the 100-meter dash, considerably the fastest man in the world, right? He would have been faster than him now, you know, statistically. This man was ignored. People didn't even realize who he was half the time. Lived his life as polite as possible, didn't say much, was married, lived 30 more years after this Olympics. He ended up passing away from lung cancer. Later on, he got acknowledged as, you know, one of the greatest track and field athletes of all time, which is great. But at the time, he didn't let all the negativity that was going on around him get to him. And that's why I feel like this is an inspirational story we should be talking about today, because with all the negative things that are going on around us, you know, with government shutdowns, etc., this man that went through something so much worse than what we're going through today and did something so amazing didn't let it get to him. He lived an amazing life. He allowed the people around him. He showed the respect to the people around him that he needed to show respect to. He loved the people around him. He was a loving person. And as a track and field athlete and as a track and field fan, how can you not love Jesse Owens and his story, especially the fact that he spent time going up and seeing a man whose dream, obviously as an athlete, you work hard for something your whole entire life. And he realized that this man got his dream taken from him, not because of Jesse Owens, but because of how things went down. And he made sure for the rest of his life to spend time with this man, to talk to this man, to allow other people know who he was. And I just thought it was selfless and amazing.
Pretty good, Tim. It was pretty good. I don't have much to add, to be honest. I thought I was going to have all kinds of questions.
I did too. I was low-key waiting. There is a movie, though, if anybody has time, they want to see it. It's called Race. It came out a couple years ago, and it shows a pretty good story of Jesse Owens and all the racism he had to take back then and still overcome and be a champion.
It's like no one liked him. Underappreciated.
Definitely
still doing great work. Still stay positive through it all.
Absolutely.
That is a pretty good story, Tim. Covered everything.
Surprise there. Go, Tim. Woo!
That's an awesome way to start off our February Inspirational Monday news stories. Or I guess this really isn't a news story. It's just positivity. So I got one question.
Yes.
So after you did all this, you looked him up. What can you take away from his story that you can apply every day to your life?
Man, so it's a big world out there, right? And there's so many things that are going on, but there's positive things that are going on in your life that if you focus on, it makes the world seem a lot smaller. And I know for me, the world being big is overwhelming. It's stressful at times. But if you pay attention to those things that deserve to get paid attention to, it makes everything else kind of go away. So what I took from this story is focus on those little things that make you happy. Don't worry about those big things that make you sad.
Classic episode from Tim today.
Take that, world.
I don't even got any. Nice. I like Sir Jesse Owens now.
You should, man. He's a monster.
I mean, I really didn't know anything about him, so I like this.
He's definitely up
I
there.
Definitely made fun of you for picking a runner when I said pick an inspirational black leader, and you picked, can I do Jesse Owens? Like, sure, man. Sure.
Jesse Owens is a beast.
But I like it.
Facts.
I like that. Do you have a Jesse Owens quote?
Man, he does have some good quotes, too, and I was looking at him earlier, but...
You lost them all?
Yeah, well, like, I definitely didn't even look for them, like, right here. I should have just posted it. I got a quote right here. Now talk to him for a second.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to take from the Jesse Owens?
What's that, sir?
Even if sometimes you work hard for things and you deserve things and you don't get the recognition you deserve, and that's completely fine, because if you did it the right way, it doesn't matter. Recognition from the outside doesn't change your legacy and the positive impact you have on people. And that's what he's receiving right now. So that's what I'm going to take away from the Jesse Owens story.
I like that. You should say this quote, though, because I don't want to mess up that word right there.
Okay.
Dude, I feel like I'm about to butcher that word.
A word?
You messed up a word.
It's because the word is so simple. I'm laughing at you, Tim. Cut that out, JoJo. All right. You ready, Tim?
Gotcha.
Awards become corroded. Friends gather no dust. Jesse Owens.
Bars.
We'll be back soon with more positive news stories on Wednesday and Friday. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.